This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and this is a different kind of Gun Owners News Hour. I have never done one with you before where I fully expect that the world has changed since last weekend. It has changed. So, while you're listening to this, just understand that what I'm going to tell you today, while some of the things are purely gun issues, at the same time, I'm also going to tell you some things that are strictly my opinion as far as it comes to how the world is today. Now, you need to understand that our foreign and domestic enemies eagerly support the frenzy of rape and murder that we saw in Israel. And you also need to understand that they want to see that here in the United States. They want to see it badly. When they talk about the consequence of colonization or complain that Israel has defended itself, they are normalizing these massive atrocities by their purported allies against their actual enemies. And their enemies in Israel are Jews, men, women, and children. And here their enemies are normal Americans. Again, men, women, and children. Denial empowers the monster. And attempts by the goo-goos to appeal to our enemy's morality, which they don't actually possess, or to point out facts and argue in good faith, will end up in abject failure because they only understand one thing. Their goal, their objective, is that we suffer and die in that order. Nothing less will satisfy them. They're willing to wait. If we get the upper hand, they'll call for a truce. They want you dead, though, horribly. They want your family dead. This truth is, it's daunting, isn't it? You can deny it, but you're fooling yourself. How do I know that they want us dead? Well, just go look at social media. They'll tell you. There you'll see the fellow travelers of the brave warriors who take on unarmed women and children and cheer on the atrocities. What do you think they mean by decolonization? They mean that you're dead. But they also tell us by their actions. What do you think that the Soros DAs, why do you think they free rapists and murderers? Why do you think they only pursue their political enemies and those who use self-defense to protect themselves from criminals? Why do you think they're dedicated to seeing us disarmed? We're not murdering people. And they don't actually care about the ones that actually are. And their top priority is to see that we do not have the means to protect ourselves via cops or via the legal system or via our guns. And there's only one possible conclusion for anyone who's not in willful denial. I know for some of you it's very hard. This is a hard something to accept. But take a look at those people giddy over the Hamas savagery. And there's only one conclusion. Do you think someone who wants to make sure you cannot fight back wants you alive or dead? Because wanting you defenseless is only consistent with wanting you dead. Now, we have guns. The Israeli families with some of the kibbutzes they had some defense teams. Some of them did very well. I mean, some of them cleaned the clocks, but most of them didn't. Owning a gun is nearly impossible in Israel. And only over the last few days have they seen the light. And even now, they're still going, they're slow rolling it. And this foolishness got hundreds of people killed. Even a couple of guys with rifles most adult Israelis have served could have changed the whole dynamic. These cows just strolled through towns without a care in the world. But imagine somebody engaging them with an M4. Now, he might be outgunned by himself, but what if there were other citizens that had guns, like, say, in Texas. And the fact is, when there is return fire, the situation changes dramatically for the attacker, and it did when armed Israelis confronted them. When they come under fire, instead of walking from house to house butchering kids and grandma, they have to take cover and engage the shooters. And in a lot of cases, they're not very good at what they do, and they just die. Remember how two half-wits with handguns shut down Boston? Armed citizens turned the tables on packs of semi-human savages. Now, the gun control thing, that is part and parcel of the Less campaign to delegitimize any resistance to their exterminationist agenda. You see it in their demands that Israel forego violence. But it's not because they believe violence is illegitimate. They support violence. They believe in it. They just want to morally corral Israel so that it cannot fight back. Because fighting back and killing the terrorists who slaughtered the innocents is an effective means of preventing future attempts at genocide. Here in America, where they hope to someday repeat this monstrosity against us colonizers, their initial means is defunding cops and preventing any prosecution of criminal acts, as well as the aforementioned attempts to disarm us. And again, what is the end state you want if you wish rapists and murderers be wandering free, unpunished, no cops, and with the normal folks disarmed? Maybe more rape and murder? It's not a recipe for less rape and murder. And it's not as if we have not seen the results, despite the regime media running interference by downplaying the truth. We know what has happened to crime lately. It's gone through the roof. But if you want to see what's coming down the road, look across the ocean. In South Africa, which had a chance for reconciliation, the leftists in power who share their beliefs with Hamas and criminal excusing left in the West, including prominent members of the Democratic Party, are encouraging a bloody pogrom against the remaining settlers, most of whom had families settled there 150 or more years ago. Remember that to our domestic enemies. We patriots here in America are settlers or colonizers, regardless of color, since they reserve a special hatred for normal people who are not white. They want this mass rape and murder to happen here to us as repayment for some kind of corruption of blood. And needless to say, with us gone, they can rule unencumbered by our resistance. And this real talk is tough to hear and unpleasant to say. But you have to believe people when they tell you they want you dead. And when these creatures chant death to America, that's not their quirky way of wishing you a happy birthday. But words are not the only way people tell you what they want. People want the reasonably foreseeable consequence of what they advocate. Here, they advocate letting rapists and murderers run free. They advocate that we normal people be rendered totally defenseless. Is there anything else they could want but for us to end up being raped and murdered? Answer to that is nope. And most of them won't say it outright. They just support the criminals and the terrorists who do the raping and the killing. The ones that are open about their end game, which is, you know, our end, must really tick off the more sophisticated ones who use their coded attack dog whistles to say it. The squad gets on social media and appeals for peace and de-escalation only because they want to prevent Israel from hitting back now that the brave child killers they support have been driven back into their rat holes. But do you think Ilhan Omar, when she attains power, will lift one brother touching finger to keep you from being killed? She hates you. She would cheer just like the civilian savages of Gaza. And what's bitterly funny about are the leftists who think the hell they would unleash via their favorite sociopaths on their own society in the name of social justice will pass over them. They would be washed away as well. We are not moral by letting them win. You're weak and cowardly, and eventually you and yours will be featured on one of those snuff videos. If you want to live, you're going to have to fight. And at a national level, we have to make war on our enemies and seal our borders. Locally, we have to imprison thugs without the cruelty to normal people that comes with false compassion lavished upon them. So buy guns and buy ammunition. I'm going to die one day. I don't know how. I don't really care. I know I go to a better place, but if I have to die in violence, then I'll die in a pile of hot brass. Do not kid yourself. This is a new day, a new realization in America. Please comprehend this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Many Washington, D.C. residents who made the decision to lawfully carry a firearm in self-defense make firearms instructor Leon Spears' office their first stop on their lengthy and cumbersome journey towards possessing a concealed carry license. Mr. Spears was not only the first training instructor authorized by the MPD to teach the 16-hour concealed carry course that you have to go through to obtain a carry permit, so it's a weekend gone, but he's also the first D.C. resident to receive his own license to carry a concealed gun. And he took his pro self-defense message to an unlikely place this week, talking to students at George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs. He was invited there to speak by the university's College Republicans chapter, but he had good advice as well as a warning to all district residents, including the Democrats who dominate the district political scene. You see, D.C. is in trouble right now because officials aren't being tough enough on crime and that people should pursue a concealed carry permit in order to carry a firearm for self-defense. The district has already passed 200 homicides this year in September, a milestone they reached in late December in 2022, and they are experiencing a 40% increase in violent crime compared to records of this time last year. Spears said if they do not come slamming hard with a hammer for criminal activity, it's just going to be Hunger Games. So I'm just always a proponent for people to have their firearms. He said he's trying to get permission from the university to teach as an adjunct professor about gun laws. He said people need to understand gun laws to empower and protect themselves. Spears said they really need to know this stuff. They just walk around and they just aren't aware. Concealed carry does have its limitations in Washington, D.C., starting with the sheer number of federal buildings and public transportation facilities that are gun-free zones by the local district, local government. It's far too easy to cross over into a sensitive place, especially when you're in a part of the city that's chock full of private businesses and government entities. The abundance of the no-go zones for the lawful gun owners, combined with a onerous training mandate that cannot be satisfied without traveling to Maryland or Virginia to complete the live-fire training, helps to artificially suppress the number of active concealed carry holders. But that's changing because of the sharp increase in violent crime. This is leading some residents to embrace their Second Amendment right for the very first time. Surging violent crime this year has spread fear and frustration across the District of Columbia as police struggle to curb the bloodshed at a time when many cities are seeing double-digit declines in homicides. 216 homicides this year, 38% more than at this point in 2022. And more than any full year from 2004 to 2020, according to police data. By contrast, killings are down this year in big cities from coast to coast by 24% in L.A., 19% in Houston, 18% in Philadelphia, 12% in Chicago, and 11% in New York City. That tells you how bad it's been in those cities recently, because it's still bad. Lindsay Appai, D.C.'s deputy mayor for public safety, said, "I definitely think public safety has been and continues to be the number one concern for district residents." She said other types of crime drive fear, too. Robberies are up 70% and car thefts have more than doubled. Washington Highlands resident Holly Scott, 52 years old, says she now leaves earlier for her public transit commute to an overnight job as a case manager. Nervous about being on neighborhood streets late at night, and she carries her weapon to protect myself because it happens that randomly. And good on her. Good on her. She's taking her safety serious. But she does run the risk of being arrested and charged every time she sets foot on public transportation with her lawfully owned firearm. Thus is the folly of the gun-free zone, because you're crossing in and out of these things all the time. I don't know what they expect. But you know what? Concealed means concealed. I say that all the time. When I got out of the military in 1990, there was no provision in the state in which I lived to carry a concealed weapon unless you became a state, what do they call them, a state constable. And then you had to get some politician to endorse it, and you had to get some department to let you join them. And then you had to spend thousands of dollars buying equipment and Sam Brown belts and uniforms. And then you had to make yourself available for duty. I didn't have that kind of money, and I didn't have that kind of time. And concealed means concealed. I hate to admit that, but I did. So, here, this lady, she has a concealed carry license, but she's not allowed to bring her gun with her on a city bus or a metro train car. That makes it virtually impossible for D.C. residents who depend on public transportation to protect themselves in public without violating the D.C. gun law. Okay. Now, Spears is right that people need to be aware of both the gun laws and the rise in violent crime in Washington, D.C., but the anti-gunners in charge of local government need to be aware that their policies are putting people like Scott at risk of both criminal prosecution for, you know, exercising a civil right, and conversely of being unarmed and defenseless if she complies with their sensitive places designation. And crime's not going to be committed by Holly Scott or Leon Spears. No. They're the ones that will be preventing crime or not, you know. They're not going to commit no crimes. But the people who aren't committing the crimes are the targets of the D.C. They're targets on both sides. They're targets of criminals and they're targets of the D.C. endless number of gun control regulations. All of these gun control regulations are truly unserious. These are unserious things because they're not going to stop crime. They're only meant to stop Holly Scott or Leon Spears. That's what they're meant to do. To make you feel safe. If you're on a bus, you're entitled to feel safe. You know that, right? You're entitled to feel safe. There's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees your safety. There's only things in the Constitution for you to guarantee your own safety, for you to take a hand in it. And you should. You should be taking a hand in it. So, while I sit back and I applaud all this stuff that's going on, at the same time, what a bunch of... I mean, they're handcuffing these people, making it virtually impossible for them just to do the deed, just to carry the gun. And the thing about armed people, the more armed people that are out there, the fewer gunfights you see, because armed people are very aware. And in the instance where the aware person is still preyed upon, they're also very good. Very, very good. 2% of the time, they hit the wrong person, whereas with the cops, it's 12% of the time. They're very good. You're like, oh, well, 2% of the time, they hit the wrong person. Gunfights are sort of chaotic situations. When, you know, there's a lot of things going on in a gunfight. Unimaginable things happening to you, personally. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used, and on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
And speaking of money, Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures, particularly targeting high-income taxpayers. Over $540 billion of this unpaid sum is attributed to underreported income. The remainder stems from individuals who either fail to file returns or neglected to pay their tax obligations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A Donald Trump appointee had a blistering words for the federal appellate court that left a California gun regulation in effect. The full U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled 7-4 Tuesday that California's ban on large capacity magazines will stay in effect pending a full appeal. In September, George W. Bush appointee U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez ruled against California's law, calling it an extreme ban on the use of common weapons for self-defense. And he's the same judge who once likened AR-15 rifles to Swiss Army knives, writing that the weapon is a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment that is good for both home and battle. Benitez railed against the gun regulation, writing over 71 pages that it would unjustifiably turn a law-abiding Californian into a criminal for simply buying and keeping at her bedside a nationally popular Glock 17 with its standard 17-round magazine, simply because the state said that that particular gun is not well-suited for home defense. Now, the heart of his ruling has been his finding that California's law lacked a historical analog sufficient to satisfy the Supreme Court's Second Amendment interpretation in the Bruin case, which, of course, that's the way it is, because this is a Bruin response law that they came out with. The Bruin decision held that a New York law requiring applicants for unrestricted concealed carry license show a special need for self-defense violated the Second Amendment. So California appealed and requested a stay of Benitez's ruling, which the appellate court granted Tuesday. On appeal, the en banc Ninth Circuit granted State Attorney General Rob Bonta's emergency motion for a partial stay, pending appeal, and found that Bonta's case was likely to succeed on the merits. And And the court also found that without a stay of Benitez's order, the state would be likely to face an immediate rush on gun sales of the particular type used in mass shootings, or so they say. And the relatively brief majority opinion noted that challengers to the law even admitted the likely outcome in their court filings. But it's all in the way they put it. So here, we get this. California indisputably will face an influx of large-capacity magazines like those used in mass shootings in California and elsewhere, where they've already been illegal. In 2019, when the district court first enjoined Section 32.310, decades of pent-up demand unleashed, and Californians bought millions of magazines over 10 rounds, essentially buying the nation's entire stock of them in less than 1 week. U.S. Circuit Judge Patrick J. Bumate, a Trump appointee, penned a voluminous dissent in which he took issue with what he deemed the majority's lack of sufficient analysis. If the protection of the people's fundamental rights wasn't such a serious matter, our court's attitude toward the Second Amendment would be laughably absurd. For years, this court has shot down every Second Amendment challenge to a state regulation of firearms, effectively granting a blank check for government to restrict firearms in any way they pleased. This guy's a 45-year-old Harvard graduate and Federalist Society member. He wrote the Bruin case was the Supreme Court's way of showing that it had enough of lower courts' disregard for the Second Amendment, and said that in the ruling they decisively commanded that gun restrictions should no longer be analyzed with a balancing of interests. Instead, Bumate said courts must look instead at the text, history, and tradition of the Second Amendment to assess modern firearm regulations. Now, of course, that's being resisted on all fronts. All fronts. He slammed the six-page majority decision as demonstrating no serious engagement with the Second Amendment's text, no attempt to draw a historical analog. The judge recently took similar issue with the Ninth Circuit for failing to fully consider religious interests that would weigh in favor of a right to conduct conversion therapy. In 2021, though, it was Bumate who was criticized for giving only a cursory analysis before rendering cops immune from a civil rights claim after a woman fatally overdosed in the back of their patrol car. He said, all we get is a summary order, even after the Supreme Court directly ordered us to apply Bruin to this very case. The Constitution and Californians deserve better. Bumate continued chastising his fellow judges three times now. The Supreme Court has warned courts not to treat the Second Amendment as a disfavored right. We should follow the Supreme Court's direction. Bumate dissented over 38 pages in which he faulted the court for treating the Second Amendment as an inferior right while ignoring its mandate to throw out restrictions that lack proper historical parallels and thus trample the rights of Californians to bear arms. He concluded that enough should be enough. When you consider California, New York State, Illinois, Maryland, Connecticut. When you consider all of these people, all of these states, and then you look at some other things that go along with those states, most of these states, like California, for example, California is losing business and people and tax income left, right, and center. They have more free, I mean, unoccupied, let's put it that way, unoccupied office space than anybody's got. Right now, businesses are just upping and leaving. And it's all because of laws like this that is makes, you know, I was just talking about how it is with, you know, they keep letting the rapists and the murderers loose. They also have open-air drug markets. San Francisco is an open-air drug market. It is. And while I, you know, L.A. is the pestilence center of the United States. all these places that restrict your a person's right to carry a gun also probably have a whole lot of this, whole lot of these things like, I don't know, maybe some illegal aliens in their state, you know? Because right now the problem that we face now in these states, see, these states like California, New York, Maryland, Illinois, these states will be the target. And I'm going to explain that in a minute, but these states will be the target. They'll be the target there, and it will be horrific what happens. It will be horrific. What we should be looking out for. See, right now, on the border, they can smuggle anything across the border. They can smuggle fully automatic weapons, people, dope, fentanyl, whatever they want to do. Buicks, whatever. They can funnel enough stuff over here to where we have a lot of military-aged guys over here now. They refer to them as the gotaways because they get away. We don't know where they're going, although they have an objective to get to. Why do they have an objective to get to? Why do they have a place to go? Why do they know where to go? How do they know where to go? Where did they come from? We don't know any of that stuff. We just know that we got a bunch of military-age people. Some numbers count them in the millions. We have sown the seeds of bloody chaos here with this president, with this government, and in states like California where they keep trying to restrict magazines and guns and gun design and pistol grips, and you know they want to have every little thing they can think of. They're trying to make it harder for them to defend themselves. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Gun Owners News Hour, and so since what happened last weekend occurred, I've had a few discussions with a few people. I'm lucky enough to know people that either work in or still have connections to various intel organizations. I've also been smart enough to acquaint myself with people that are well versed on the latest technique and equipment when it comes to ground combat. Because that's the only kind of combat I can bring to bear. I don't own any armored personnel carriers or any aircraft. This has caused a shift in the way I regard things and in the way I am going to do things going forward. And going forward, it's going to be very ungainly, and it's going to be difficult, and I'm going to do it anyway. So let me explain what I'm doing and make a recommendation to you, and you can do what you like. But understand this. I believe in the threat. I believe the threat is credible. I do not think that I'm being unreasonable at all. And, of course, that's up to you to decide whether I'm being unreasonable or not. So I have always had this thing I call the Antifa welcome wagon bag, which is humorously titled without a doubt, but by the same token, I have packed a few things in it that would be necessary in the event that I have to dismount from my vehicle, and I'm further away from the house than I would be, say, if I was just across town. If I'm like an hour away from the house. I'm going to dismantle that particular kit, or maybe leave that kit in place and just take some of the ingredients, or maybe just leave the ingredients in that particular bag. That'll be my long-range bag, and then I'm going to make a couple of bags that I can throw in the car along with a rifle, and I'm going to keep those with me from here on out. I'm now going to carry two handguns. Now, I have a few handguns at my disposal, as you might guess, but the gun I'm going to default to is the Glock 45. Because I have so many magazines for this. A magazine, loaded ammunition is king if you have to engage. Loaded ammunition means a lot. You don't have to be loading a magazine. You want loaded magazines. I will also carry a Glock 43 as a backup gun. They're not the things about them are not interchangeable. If I wanted to go with the 26, that would probably make better sense, I guess. Except the problem is I want something smaller that I can carry much more discreetly if I have to. And because of the nature of the bag that I'm going to use as the throw it in the truck bag, the snatch it and run bag, I will be able to carry, if I'm limited to only carrying the 43, I will have the 45 with me in this bag. We have let terrorists into the United States. And when I say we, I mean the government. The government has done it. Biden has done it. The unwitting stuff that they have done when it comes to this, when you realize, I know a lady named Kay Rubichek, and Kay works for Epoch Times, however you pronounce it, and she was going down, she filmed and edited a documentary for Epoch Times called Gotaways. And she was down there filming, and she would be right there, right, 5 feet away from coyotes with a bunch of military-age guys. And between, those guys would be between her and the Border Patrol guys who were, could not but have helped but seen these people, but their attention was somewhere else. And these guys were just going through. And they're out there now. We don't know where they're at. So from this point forward, every day I go out, I'm going out pretending that I'm going to see some sort of dismounted attack, some vehicles, parasail, something coming in at us, shooting. Because this is what we're facing. We're facing an enemy that is not looking to engage with combatants. They're looking to engage with civilians, with non-combatants, and then they want to kill them in the worst possible public way. It's been very interesting to see the reaction of various people, but one of the things that I've always said about gun control and all these other things is that you cannot change the nature of man. The nature of man, every time we start to get somewhere where we're about to be in a better place, where man has evolved, that particular generation dies out and then it starts all over again. The collective consciousness does not advance as we go along. Some of the tech does, without a doubt. But we have all of this tech. We've gone from the telegraph to the iPhone. We've gone from the horse-drawn carriage to electric cars, which are, those are shams, but you get my drift. We've got tech coming out of our eye sockets, and they're using tech as a way to try to manipulate us and make us give ourselves up while they make us defenseless and while they let terrorists come into your neighborhood. I am 62 years old now, and I've lost some weight, and I'm much more mobile now, and I am in better shape than I have been in 15 years. So, as bad as this is, at least I'm in a position where if I have to, I might be able to do something. But I'm not going to be able to do anything if I'm not prepared to do it. So, I'm going to prepare to do it. And when I go out, I'm going to be prepared to do it. And I hope every time I go out, I'm wrong. I hope that it is one of these things that we do, that we sit back and go, why? Why do we do all this stuff? I sincerely hope that, because otherwise it's, it's just like carrying a gun. Sometimes you carry a gun that you want to be comfortable and you don't really know what's there. And sometimes you carry a gun because you just think you might need it. And then you want one that's going to work. You want something that is seriously dangerous. You want something that you can shoot. So, Glock 45 came back today from Ace Firearms. Got a new Timney trigger on it. It's got some new night fission sights on it. This thing's ready to rock. It's ready to go. It is ready to go. Standard sights, no optic. Plain Jane. The rifle, well, it'll be one of the Spikes or maybe the Mitchell. Mitchell Defense is a serious weapon. Probably one of the Spikes just because of its size. My Spikes guns are shorter, so they'll be more maneuverable. I will probably carry a 5.56. I do have a 300 blackout shorty, you know, a full-blown SBR, NFA-registered SBR, but I'll probably go with the 14.5 and the pinned muzzle device. I'm going with those things because if I have to pull them, these are things that I am practicing with and that I'm going to start training with constantly. So, my recommendation to you is to take advantage of the AR-15 market being cratered right now and go out and buy one. Get a striker-fired pistol. Everybody makes a good one. Even Taurus makes a good striker-fired pistol. The G3C, that's a great little gun. $279. It's a great little pistol. Nobody's coming to save you. The only chance you have is preparation right now, training, and determination. And the mere fact that you carry a gun daily means you're already halfway there. So I'm not concerned. Stay awake and stay aware and be prepared. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.